Good day and welcome to yet another exciting and intriguing episode on the Artist Hangout podcast with Femi Max. From wherever you're listening to this podcast, be from the United States of America, be from Korea, be from China, be it from Indonesia, from, you know, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Niger, from anywhere in this part of the world, I must say a very big thank you to every single one of you. And to you especially listening right now, I go by the name Israel Oluwafemi Makonjuola, and this is the Artist Hangout Podcast with Femi Max. So, I don't know if I'm the only one that feels this way, but I think being you know, an unashamed, outspoken fan of a female artist, especially in Nigeria right now, is kind of unmanly, yeah? So, coming out to say, well, I'm a huge, huge fan of Tems. I love her music. I love her sound. I love her this. I love her that. It's kind of awkward to some men. Some men would prefer to publicize their love for football, for, you know, rap, male, especially male rap artists and all that stuff. You rarely see men acknowledging the fact that they are huge fans of a female artist. I don't know why, but like I said, maybe it's like an unmanly thing. It's not, you know, something that should be attributed to a man tripping over a female artist and all that stuff. But dude, as for me, I am a 100% unashamed fan of Tems. Why? Is because it's not just because, okay, of her physique, because I know that would be one of the top on the list point for any male fan of Tems right now. But I love Tems because of the uniqueness she brings to her sound. I love Tems because of the angle she writes from, the angle her music comes from. You know, her sound paints an image in my mind. When you listen to it, you just feel bliss. You know, I remember the first time I heard Try Me. Somebody try me. Don't try me. Your attitude is trying me. Bro, I won't lie to you. I had so many roller coaster of emotions. Then to top it up with Essence and Damages and this song she did with Future. I will wait for you. Her sound is just so unique. You can't deny that. And I think that's the foremost reason for, you know, my love for Tems, her sound. So, I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday and I came across this post from Tems. And I was seeing her Love Me Jeje single set to drop off, I think, this Friday, yeah, April 26th. And before now, I heard, you know, her performance of the song at Coachella event, where she said the music was part of her forthcoming album, Born in the Wild, set to be released sometime in May. Well, when I heard the song, I was like, no, this is huge. This is huge. You know, this is not even the first time, you know, when top, you know, great artists like Tems keep sampling music of, you know, older generations past. And I think this is really an amazing, you know, an amazing feat. This song, Love Me Jeje, is a sample of one great artist back in 1997, yeah? Back in 1997, his name is... Sheyi Sodimu. I wasn't born then, so pardon me. Oh, I was born, but I think I was very little then, though. Depending on the month that song was released. Pardon me for the way I pronounced the name. Okay, Sheyi Sodimu. I think this man was the Davido of those days, because he released this song and it was an instant hit. You know, Love Me Jeje was a song by Seyi Shodimo featuring Shafi Bello. And I won't lie to you, the song at that time was a hit. Ask anybody who was around then. You know, the Gen Z's of today might not be able to relate with that. And I think that is the beauty of music. That is the beauty of music. Bringing a lot of elements, you know, to make it worth it. You know, and I think I must really, really commend Tems. I must commend the likes of Charlie Poppy. I must commend the likes of Two-Face, Wiz, and other great artists who keep bringing back the sounds of the old, sampling it in their, you know, music, making Afrobeats great again. Making Afrobeats great again. That is the essence of everything. And a big shout out to Tems for this amazing, amazing, amazing project. I really can't wait to, you know, listen to this song. I saw a post on Seyi Shodimu's Instagram, or Sodimu Instagram rather, where he was, you know, giving a shout out to Tems. I hope she really acknowledged him. I hope she took permission before sampling this song to avoid issues. And I must say, this is a very big one, not just for Nigerian music as a whole, but for Afrobeats as a whole. I know some artists refuse to, you know, tag along this line, but it is what it is. Afrobeats is what you represent. I really can't wait for Friday, April 26th to listen to this music. And here's my prediction, you know, judging from the level of recognition, the level of prominence this song had when it dropped, that was in 1997. I mean, the original song, when it dropped in 1997, it was an instant hit. And I predict that it will be the same for Tems. This song is going to be great. This song is going to, you know, top the charts, make waves everywhere. So just prepare yourself, and also prepare yourself for the album, you know, set to be released May 2024. Born in the Wild. I saw a snippet video of that on her Instagram, and I just can't wait. In the years since, you know, Tems has enjoyed a remarkable rise with hits of her own, including 2020 Damages, like I told you earlier on, 2022 Free Mind, as well as a star making future on Wizkid, 2021 Smash Essence, then her appearance on Wait For You with Future featuring Drake last year, and a couple B of Me And You, the one single she released this year, and some other songs, Not An Angel, I think. Tems is always on point, and I know she wouldn't fuck up with this one. So, come April 26th, 2024, we faced Love Me Jeje by Tems. Don't dawdle. Let's get it.